Guy Code with Renan Osware.
Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Renan Osware. Now, guys, on this episode, we will be talking about 5 questions never to ask a woman. Now, guys, we know that women are very receptive creatures and they tend to look for a meaning and impression beneath what is said. They're very receptive. The feminine, as David Deida says in his book, The Way of the Superior Man, I believe every man should read that book. It's a very good book. He says the feminine is life force. Like Mother Nature, it really takes in everything in the moment, you know, wants to feel everything, the drama, the pain, the happiness, the joy. So in a moment, she'll want to receive everything that is going out, all the energy that is going out, you know. So when you ask a question, when you communicate with a woman in any way, she's taking more than just what is said. Women are very receptive creatures and they tend to look for meaning and impression beneath what is said. Even though we know men take it logically and listen to your overall message, she will pay attention to more than the question, and this could leave a negative impression that leads to rejection. So let me share a couple of questions you should never ask. Number one, when you have just approached her, do not ask, do you have a boyfriend? Do not ask that question. That is not a good question to ask. Now, why? Because more often than not, guys, she will say yes. Why will she say yes? Because it shows that you're really rushing things. If you're getting to know her, you will eventually find out. And the truth is, guys, why is this your business? This is a stranger, you have just met her. She interprets this as you really want to have a long-term commitment with her. Why would you want to know this information? You've just met her, you know nothing about her. She could be the craziest individual you have met. So it shows that you're not even qualifying her. You've already seen her, you're attracted to her, and you're wondering, is anyone in a long-term relationship with her? You know, it's really absurd. Because imagine, guys, if a lady came up to you and said, do you have a girlfriend? You know, she wouldn't ask that. Why? Because she wants to gain some rapport first, because she will eventually find out. So the truth is, most women will say yes. Why? Because you haven't really taken any effort to know her. It shows that you do not even want to run just a little bit of game with her. Just try to open her up a little bit to know what she's really about before you wondering, okay, this lady is a pretty decent lady. Could be a good partner. Does she have a partner? You know? So do not ask this question, because it really gives the impression that you are rushing things, that you are really over anticipating being in a relationship with this lady, you know. Just know you will eventually find out as time goes by. So that's the number one question. Do not ask, do you have a boyfriend, when you have just met this lady. You have just cold approached her. The second question, guys, is send me pics, send me nudes, send me pictures. Do not ask this question, right? Now, guys, there are some situations where some ladies would not mind this question, especially if you're involved in online dating. And we all know that, unfortunately, the truth is that many people catfish on online dating, right? The pictures they post aren't really who they are. So this question of sending pics, she might just end up sending more catfished pics, you know, that really doesn't represent who she is. So the reason why you don't want to ask this question, send me pictures, to a lady that you've met. Let's take it from the perspective that it's a lady you've met physically, face to face, and you got her number and you're asking her to send you pics. The question is, why exactly do you want her pictures, right? she wants to really interact with you physically so she can get and understand and probably enjoy your present physical presence. The fact that you're asking pictures makes her wonder, what do you really want to do with these pictures? Do you want to please yourself with these pictures? Are you really that thirsty that you really want to, you know, just have pictures so you can please yourself? And women, even though they like to look attractive, they want to feel that you are attracted to more than just their physique, right? Women want to feel that something is special about them apart from their physique, their body. So they want to feel that you're attracted to more than that. So when you ask for pics, instead of asking when can we meet, does not give a very good impression, right? Okay. And the truth is, guys, more often than not, women love taking pictures and showing them to people, especially men, who they value their feedback and opinion. So guys, most of us have been in a relationship where our girlfriends just send us pictures and we did not ask for them. Why? Because they want to share moments where they feel pretty. They want to show moments where they feel beautiful, you know, and they hope that you will appreciate those moments, you know, and be excited with them, excited with her, right? Okay. So the truth is, a woman loves to hear the compliments of a man she's attracted to or holds to high esteem. So sending pictures will definitely come naturally to her, especially if she sees you as high value, and she wants to feel that you are validating her. She wants you to give her that confidence boost. Why? Because you are high value. So she will make an effort, you know, to get that confidence boost from you. To say, here are the picture, do you like it? You know, because your opinion matters to her. You're a valuable man to her. So you don't need to ask, send me pics, because if she really wants your validation, she will make an effort to get it. And as a high value man, you just have to sit back and let it come to you. The third question is, when are you coming over? Now, guys, women want you to be responsible in escalating things, right? They want you to take charge. So you are the one who is supposed to lead things to your house. So you do not have to ask this question. Ideally, guys, if you want this to happen, just pick a date that is close to your home. And so that when the date is over, I believe it's in the evening, right? You can go back home. You can go back to your place quite conveniently, because it will make sense after you already enjoyed your date, enjoyed your company, escalated things, you know, raised the sexual tension. You can now, you know, have the climax at home easily and will be conveniently. However, guys, you should know you can be aggressive and tell her to come over at such a time that you specify, when she shows high attraction. Now, this can happen when this is a lady that you've encountered. She already has very high attraction. And still asking this question, when are you coming over, is not a good question. You as the man are supposed to take charge. Say, hey, come over at this and this time. And this address is where I live. When you take charge and show a clear direction, you know, she will respect you more, because she knows that you know what you want. And she wants you to be the one responsible to escalate things and lead it to, you know, really trying to the climax of the sexual tension. So this question, when are you coming over, also hands over your frame. Don't let her choose the day to come to your house. It is your house. So you pick the day and time she comes over. And you do not want to give the impression that anyone can come by your house at any time. Is it an open door policy to your house? This is your own place. You don't want to give that impression that anyone can come in and out as she wishes in your house. That is disrespectful, right? So that's number three. Number four is, who do you live with? And will there be a problem if I come by? Guys, ladies will make an effort to fix, to schedule a date if she really wants you to come through. You know, she knows how to arrange and plan things out. If she really wants you to come through, she will plan it out and make an effort. Even though she lives with her mom or whatever, she will make an effort to do so. As we know, guys who have really gone on dates, even during the pandemic, that's still available. So the excuses of, you know, it's a pandemic, it doesn't really work out. If she really wants to, she will. So don't try and give yourself an excuse not to meet her, or give her an excuse not to meet her. You know, if she really is attracted to you, don't give her an excuse not to meet you, because she really wants to meet you. So the questions of who do you live with and will there be a problem if I come by, if there is a problem, she will definitely know how to work it out and make you come through, you know. The same with there's some ladies who have come to your place and you haven't really bothered to ask, you know, do you have enough transport? She sorted herself out. She's an adult woman and she came by because she wants to come by and she wants your company, right? So the last question is, where do you want to go on a date? Do you want to pick a place? As I said before, guys, a lady wants to know that you can take charge, that you can really lead things in the right direction. You know, that you know where you want and that you are a leader, and she wants to fall in your frame, right? So lead her to a place that you can enjoy, and the fact that you are having a good time will also project on her. In fact, guys, if you can go to a place where you have some social status and people know you there, it'll make you more comfortable, and it actually could raise your social capital and raise her attraction, because she will know this is a man that is trusted by other people, and therefore I can trust him as well. That's why it is easy to have ladies who you have mutual friends with, because the fact that you have been pre-qualified by one of the people that she holds to high esteem, it shows that you already have a foot in the game and an advantage. So guys, when you are going on a date, make sure you pick the place and the time, take charge and lead things where you want to be. Do not allow her to pick a place and time. Although some ladies will like it that you can pick a place, you want her to pick a place where she is comfortable. However, since you are the man and you are leading, you should be comfortable first. If you are nervous, then it will project on her, and she could be nervous even in a place that she picked. So make sure you pick the place on the date. Do not let her, do not ask her, okay, where do you want to pick a place to go on a date? Unless she has very specific needs, maybe an allergy, maybe has some food specifications, some things she can't eat, some place she can't go for such and such a reason, then maybe you can ask. But if everything is okay, you should pick the place and the time that this should happen, right? So these are just a couple of questions that I wanted to share with you guys that you should not ask a lady. A recap is, number one, when you've just approached her, do not ask her, do you have a boyfriend? Okay. Secondly, do not ask her to send you pics. Thirdly, do not ask her when she is coming over. Fourthly, do not ask her, will there be a problem if you come by? You know, who does she live with? And lastly, do not ask her to pick a date and a location for the date. So just a couple of questions, guys. I really value your feedback that you send back when I publish these episodes. I really value that feedback. Keep it coming. Keep following the Twitter account Guy Code Kenya. And until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osire.